Friends, this shiur should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu, the schus Shein Dol Chanabas Malka, Yitzchak Moshe ben Malka, Moshe ben Peshetina. They should all have bracha v'hatzlacha, choma seyde emuli nishmas, Maras Esther, Bas, Rib Shmuel. If anybody would like to dedicate a shiur in someone's honor, you may feel free to contact me in the Torah in Parshas Korach. In Perek Yudches, Pasuk Tes, it says, "Zei alecha mikodesh hakadoshim en ha'esh kol korbanam kol menachasam kol chatasam kol hashamam asher yashivu li kodesh kadoshim hu ulevanecha." So the Pasuk teaches us that the Kohanim eat from the Kodshim. In the Mishnah in Kiddushin 52b, it says, "A makadesh bechelko, if one is makadesh, a woman with his chelek, with his portion of the matnas kahuna, of the Kodshim that he received from the Karbanis, that's a Makadish Bechelko, that he was Mechalik Rashi says, with Echav a Kohanim, Bein Kodshe Kodshim, Bein Kodshim Kalim, whether it's Kodshe Kodshim, a higher level of Kodshim, a lower level of Kodshim, Kodshim Kalim. So, Eina Mekudesh, she's not Mekudesh. The Gemara learns this from the Pasuk, Zeyalecha Mekodesh HaKadoshim, and Eish Keish. Ma'esh La'achila, Funami La'achila, Rashi, Keish Chelko Shel Aaron, Hushva lechelgo shel mizbech, ma mizbech lachila, af koin lachila, velo ledavar acher. Just like it says in the Torah that its this portion is from the fire, just like the fire is lachila, that the fire consumes it and nothing else, not for something else, just for consumption. So to the koin is for consumption and for nothing else. Tosis di bramas lemakadish bechel koin amakudash is right. Vim tomer migar me'am makadish al manas shadar b'leich l'shilton. Is this any less than somebody who says, I want to be makadish you, Kedushin 63a, on condition that I speak to the government on your behalf? The makudash is alf bishanosan lakun el shasal hana. Even though I didn't do anything for her, he just did a hana for her. He just gave her pleasure. Here also, he's giving her pleasure by giving her the kachim. V'yesh lomar. So answers Tosis, you know what? The lo dami, you can't compare the two. The hasim yochalit al schar midiburo. Vavikilanosan lapruta. There, he could take money for speaking to the government on her behalf. Of halacha, but here, hatevis hana ina mishal. Hatevis hana is not his. The momen gavo, it's momen gavo. It belongs to God. He can't take money for hana that he did on her behalf. The Tovas hana of this kachim is not his, so he's no right to take for it. But the when it comes to Dabra Laich L'Shilton, so he can take money for that, and Mimela, just like he can take money, he can also say that I'll be Makadeshi with the money that I would have taken. But we still have to understand, because sof, the woman got hana from what the Makadesh gave her, and this hana is worth a Shava Pruta, and the Makadesh caused her this hana, because if he doesn't want to give her the matana, she can't eat it. So why isn't she miskadesh? It's been a sin as hana zushi shava pruta, because the woman would have given a pruta in order to be makabel this hana. So ena chinami, Tosis is correct. There's no tovus hana. He has no right to give it away because it's mamun gavoa, and he can't take mamun from the hana that he did for her. He's not allowed to benefit from this kachim and get married. Yeah, but the question is sof, she got hana. How do you marry a woman? You give her hana v'shava pruta. She got hana v'shava pruta. Shalom al Yisrael, they should be married. Tosarash writes, Tema. It says, I don't understand. Since she cannot eat unless he gives it to her, so this hana is a shavaprut, and she should be mekudeshes, even if he doesn't give her anything. Just like almanas, shadabra alayich l'shilton. All we need is that there's a hana of shavapruta. Yesh loy mar, deloy domi.
Mecher,
Afopi dinehenes shavu pruta lo mikri mamon lo yoiv lo midi. So there, by the Darba Leichel Shilton, he can take money for the Schar Pa'ula for what he did. But here, since ain mecher chol olav, it's not a mecher, velo mechayv alita and lo klum, av al pidin ain, even though she got shever pruta, it's not called mamon, velo yayv la midi. It's kain ze betos was tuch to hasim, but Darba Leichel Shilton, I become a polish real alita and lo schar v'alhacha, ain roi litain al ze. Kaven de ein mecher chol olav. So both the Tosfos Tuch and the Tosfos Arosh both write this modern lashon. De ein mecher chol olav, v'loy mechayv alitein lo klum. It's not a mecher. She doesn't owe him anything. So even though she gets a nava shavu pruta, it's not called mamon. So we have to understand what's pshat. I'm saying what's pshat in the Tosfos Arosh and the Tosfos Tuch. De ein mecher chol olav. What does that mean? So it would appear as follows, that b'makadish b'chelko ena mekudeshes mitzad shen nosan says a goin moreinu v'rabbeinu of nosan gishtetnik, is that as follows, that a person is makadish b'chelko, she's not mekudeshes, because the makadish gave his chelik b'kotshim, and since this chelik is not the mammon of the makadish, he doesn't give anything of his mammon, and it's not kedusha kesef, because the makadish has to give his own mammon. So what are you going to say, that the woman was marviach hashavu pruta, because she would have given pruta to get this hana, and now she didn't have to give the pruta and she got this hana? It's as if the makadish gave her a pruta. It's not true, because the woman isn't chayv to give the makadish anything to for his chelik in the kachim, because even if the baal was masna and he said, I'm going to give you my chelik in kachim, al menas that you give me a pruta, and the woman takes it and she eats his chelik, she's not chayv to give him a pruta, because what he gave her is not his mammon. And it's not similar, like the Gemara also says there, it's mishulchan kavua kazechu. So he's got no right to take it for himself. So she doesn't owe him anything. You can't compare it to a Dabra Laichel Shultan. There, when he speaks to the governor for her, she has to give him a pruta for schar pa'ula. But here, she isn't obligated to give anything to the Makadish for Kabbalah's Chelko B'Kotchim, because this Chelek is not Mimimono Shel Abal. V'nimtza Shel Nosan La Mishalo Klum, she didn't give anything. He didn't give her anything of his money. And Mimela, she's not Chayiv to give him a Pruta. In other words, it has to be something that the woman has to pay a Pruta for. Here, she wouldn't have to pay a Pruta. That's what they mean when they say it's not a Mecher. So she doesn't owe him anything. Since she doesn't owe him anything, so it's not that it's not worth a pruta for. She wouldn't pay a pruta for this. So she wasn't marviach a pruta out of the makadesh. She didn't earn a pruta through the makadesh, because she could have eaten this chelek even without giving the pruta, because he has no right to take money. And we can say even more than that, that even if the woman would have snatched the chelek hakotchim from the makadesh and eat shelo b'reshuso, she wouldn't be geder gazlin, since the chelek hakotchim is not memonu shel hakohen, who is Makabalus Chelik and Kotchim. Now that we see in Kedushin 53a, Gabi Lechem Apana, Maisi Bechel Shechav to Chelik of Chelik Chavero, he snatched his Chelik and the Chelik of his friend, and they called him Ben Chamtsin Adiomoso, so he was called a thief. It's not because he was Mamish a thief, because then they would have called him a Gazlan, not a Chamtsin. The Yoiv Dmei, Chamtsin is somebody who gives money, he's not a Gazlan. They called him Ben Chamtsin because he was Moneas Chavero Lekai Mitzachilas Kotchim. He prevented his friend from being a kind of mitzvah of kachim. He's not together gazlan. So the woman wasn't makabel anything in the kaddish, even when he gives her his chelek, because she could have taken it b'al korchoi. And therefore, it's not doima l'adabra laich l'shulton. There she has to pay the schar pa'ula. But here she doesn't owe him a thing. She doesn't owe him a thing. It's not kedushin. But we have to be ma'ayin. The Ran writes in kedushin in 56b, Gabi Isuri Hana, that if somebody sold it and he was mekadish b'dmeim, she's mekudeshes, and even though to the mocher atzmo asurim and only lacherim it's mutter, so the mocher who sells asurei hana, the money is asur to him, it's mutter for other people, but she's still mekudeshes, even though the damim is asur, the money is asur to the mekadish, because since it's asur lehanos behem, this is the Ran's lashon, the famous Bakanta lashon, we've discussed this in other shirim, v'kenasan machamasoi mekudeshes. So she was konet because of him. She's mekudeshes. Dumi de mekadish begezel Da'acherim l'man de'islay stam gzeila yeyush bailim. Da'afagav de'yeyush kadi lo kani, v'choz man shu biyodoy, eino kono iloy afilu ochi, kem chekanasu v'nesinasu mikudashes. V'achinami hanoa bolo mechamasu. Zok l'ran, that when you get hanoa because of somebody else, that's the hanoa comes machamasu. Leah gets hanoa from Reuven, she's mikudashes. Mekadesh begezel, right? The guy, the owner of the gezel, the thief. So he's not allowed to, he doesn't own it. It's because stam gzela. It just has yeyush, and stam yeyush isn't kone. You also need shinu rishus. So when she gets it, it's shinu rishus, but she got hana because of him. So based on this, the famous Mishnah Lamelech in the fifth parak of Hilchos Yishus in Halacha Aleph, Bisha she chola misukenes, she's dangerously ill, and she's umuteris lechol asur hana isur hana. And she's allowed to eat isur hana v'kitshu b'isur hanoim imekudeshes. Let's say a woman was very sick and somebody was mekadesh with this or another, she's allowed to eat. So we can say that even though for the man it's not worth anything, and it turns out that he didn't give her a pruta, nevertheless, since she gets hana from what he gave her, she's mekudeshes. So we can also say b'mekadesh b'chelko, that even though the mekadesh isn't giving her anything because it's not memoinoi, it's not his moment to give away, nevertheless, al koponim, the woman was nehene. The woman got hana from what the baal gave her, so she should be mekudeshes. What are you going to say to me, that the woman could have stolen it without the rishus of the mekadesh? So by yisr hana, also she could have stolen it min abaylim. It's not worth any money for him. It's yisr hana. It's not mamonis, but nevertheless, she's mekudeshes since al koponim. By Yisr Hano, when he's Mekadesh or Yisr Hano, he Giala Hano, they Gromas a Mekadesh. He caused her Hano. When he caused her Hano, she's Mekudeshes. So what do you see from the Tosfos Rosh? Tosfos Rosh, you see that he holds not like the Ran. Since the Baal didn't give from his Mammon, it's not a Mecher, she doesn't owe him anything from what he gave. So Mimela, it's not considered Kedushin. Not that a person's mekadesh b'dmei chilufei suri hana, but the money used in exchange for suri hana, there's another reason, and this is already discussed at length by the Mishnah Lamelech in aforementioned fifth parak of Hilchos Yishus in Halacha Aleph. So that's pretty awesome. And now we see from Tosis that he has to give her something that is of value to him. There has to be a shame mecher chol alav that she would have to pay. She wouldn't just be able to snatch it. And just the fact that he caused her hana is not enough. The Ran says if you cause her hana, it's enough, even if he's not losing anything. But according to the Tosfos Rosh, he has to be losing something. And here, by Kachim, he has no right to give it to her. He has no right to sell it to her, because it's not his to sell. It's Mamon Gavoa. She doesn't owe him a pruta, and therefore, since she doesn't owe him a pruta, she could have eaten it without him giving it to her. She's not mekudeshes. Since she wouldn't have to pay, it's not considered kedushin. And even if he says to her, I'm going to give you my chelik b'kotchim, I'm going to ask that you give me money, she doesn't have to give the money, because it's not his mammon. So since it's not a proper mecher, she didn't gain, and he had no right to give it to her because it wasn't his, so she's not mekudeshes. And this is not like the Ran, who says that he caused sof, he caused her hana. Just like a surei hana, if he caused her hana, she's mekudeshes. Here we see, no, even though he caused her hana, she's not mekudeshes. Kevin de ein shem, ein mecher chol alav kedloshen atosis tuch. Or, aval hacha kevin de ein mecher chol alav lo mechaiba litin lo klum, she isn't obligated to give him anything. Even though she's nene shavar pruta, it's not called mammon. V'lo yivayi v'lo midi. Not obligated to give him anything. since she wasn't marviach from this, she didn't earn from this, it's not kiddushin. So we have a lot more to talk about. We'd like to talk about the kinyan of a kohen and his kachim, the bailus of the matnas kahuna. So please God, I hope Hashem gives us life and we're able to continue Mir Hashem in the next year. And we'll see continuing to flow to Mitarat Hashem, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemo. Thank you so much for listening. Yizocha Mir Hashem to learn a lot more. B'simcha B'tuv Leivav, especially this fascinating sugya. We've already had numerous other shiurim about it. And I hope to continue, please God, B'li Neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.